The Gemara, Masechta Krisis, the Avava Mabeis teaches us, Vaten Tsoini Tsoimarisi, Odom Aten. The Pasuk regarding Klal Yisrael calls us Odom. Says the Gemara, Aten Kruim Odom, Ven Oedek Avim Kruim Odom. So this is Gemara that requires explanation. What's Pshat when the Gemara says that we're considered Odom, and the Akum are not considered Adam? The Maritz Chayis right away says that our Gemara's purpose is not Chas V'Shalom to exclude the Akum from the category of Adam. All Chazal mean to say here is that whenever the Torah uses the word Adam, it's referring to Klal Yisrael, not in a negative manner. Just like every people and every person and every nation and every country has its own name, and it's not considered something derogatory by calling a nation or a country by its name, and that the different nation and a different country doesn't have that name because this is my name and that's your name. So says the Maritz Chayis, that's what Al Gemara means to say. What Al Gemara means to say is that this is, Adam is the name that was given to Klal Yisrael. It wasn't the name that was given to the Umas HaOlam, not in a negative way or not in a positive way. But as we know, the Gemara also says that the word Adam only refers to Klal Yisrael. And that's why, for example, when the Torah says Adam Ki Yomas Ba'Oil, it only refers to Klal Yisrael. But when the pasuk or the uses the words ha'adam, ha'adam includes the umas ha'olam as well. So Tosfos Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Divrei Hamaskul Kahanim explains, because the Gemara says, Goy ha'oisik b'Torah, if one of the umas ha'olam learns Torah, harei hu kohen gadol. And therefore, when we speak about ha'adam with the hey, indicating something special, that could refer to the Umas HaOlam as well, because the Umas HaOlam also are able to learn Torah, and by them learning Torah, they come to a higher Madrega. The Maral in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael explains that the difference between Klal Yisrael, that we're called Adam, and the Umas HaOlam are not called Adam, is Klal Yisrael are separated from Ruchnius. What he means to say, I believe, is as follows. Klal Yisrael, of course there's Gashmius, and of course one cannot survive without Gashmius. But Gashmius is not an independent entity, but rather Gashmius is just another vehicle how we serve Hashem. Person serves Hashem not only with Torah and mitzvahs. A person serves Hashem not only in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. A person has to serve Hashem 24/7 in his home and in his work and everywhere he goes and in everything he does. The Umas HaOlam have two separate concepts. There's a concept of Ruchnius and there's a concept of Gashmius. That is the difference between us and Umas HaOlam. Adam, I think what the Maral is trying to say, is actually a word that denotes Gashmius. But that's exactly what we're trying to say. What makes Klal Yisrael different is that we serve Hashem with Adam, even with the Gashmius part of our life. In fact, I saw from the Sefer Bas Ayin. He says, the Pasuk says, the Parshas Bereishis, V'yi Adam l'nefesh chaya, and the Targum Unkelah says that what makes the human being special, l'nefesh chaya, says the Targum Unkelah, l'ruach memalala, the ability of, the power of speech. The power of speech is what makes the human being special. But we who learn Torah with our power of speech, we who sanctify our speech by speaking what we're supposed to speak and not speaking what we're not supposed to speak, that what makes us different. And that's why we're called Adam. I saw another pshat. This pshat is suggested by many Mefarshim. I saw this pshat in the name of Rav Meir Shapiro. It's very famous. There was a famous trial that took place in Russia many years ago against a Jew, Mendel Bayless, who was a Jewish soldier who was accused of treason. And during that famous trial, it wasn't just a trial of this one individual. It ended up being a trial of the entire Jewish people. And one of the claims that were made at that trial against the Jewish people was our Gemara, where our Gemara says, Atem kruyim Adam, vein umas olam kruyim Adam. And it was used against us, it was used against the Jewish people, as if to say, see, the attitude that Klal Yisrael has towards the Jewish, that the Klal Yisrael has to other people in the world. The chief rabbi of Moscow at that time was a rabbi whose name was Rav Mazza. And Rav Mazza needed to be able to defend the Jewish people against this very serious claim. So he wrote letters to Rabbanim all around the world to help him be able to explain this Gemara in a positive way. And Rav Meir Shapiro, and the truth is, it's something that I saw is also quoted by the Sefer Choshen Yeshuas, says as follows. In the Hebrew language, and as in every language, there are words that represent when you speak in the singular, and there are words that represent when you speak in the plural. You have the word ish, represents one person, one man. Anoshim represents many men. Isha is one woman. Noshim is many women. But the word Adam, a person, which is gender free, Adam can mean a male or a female, there is no singular and plural. There's only one word, Adam. So he says, what's pshat? The pshat is that when we speak about Klal Yisrael, when we speak about Adam, all of us are really just one. So what the Gemara means to say is Atem Kruyim Adam. Klal Yisrael are considered Adam. All of Klal Yisrael considered one unified nation. The different nations of the world, they're different nations, different countries, each one separate, but not chas v'sholem to disparage the rest of the world or the rest of the umas ha'olam. Just we, Klal Yisrael, and it's very befitting to have it on this blot where we just learned before that when the gudosai yos the oritz, where the Gemara says that when we have the k'tiris, we have to have the Pesh Yisrael, we have to have the Chalbana together with it to teach us that we're all one people. The Mar Naim has a different explanation. We know that the Gemara says in more than one place, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. We all have Gashmis, we all have Dam. That is common, that is similar both by Yisrael and the Umas Ha'olam as well. What makes Klal Yisrael special is that on top of the dam that all human beings have, we also have a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is, as the Pasuk says, Ki chelek Hashem amoy Yaakov chevel nachlosoy, that we have a special connection to the Aleph, the Lufay Shal Olam. So that's what we say, Atem Kriyim Adam. All people have dam. All people are made up of flesh and blood. But what makes Klal Yisrael special is that we also have the Aleph, the connection to the Aluf HaShalayim. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer Vayichi Yosef quotes the Mezritcha Magid. The pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim Loisoichu Al Adam, and the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Amud Beis explains Loisoichu Kodem Shetispalu Al Dimchem. So he explains as follows. He says a person wakes up in the morning, especially as we know the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis teaches us that Shina, sleeping, is echad b'misa. It's like a small form of death. So when the person wakes up in the morning, all he has is his dam. What makes the person change into something greater is his tefillah. That's what we say, lo soichlu al adam. Don't eat when you're just in the category of being dam, flesh and bone and blood. What you have to become is an Adam. How do you become an Adam? By davening, by connecting yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By connecting yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now you become an Adam. And if you become an Adam, then you have a right to exist because you're serving your purpose, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought you into this world.